Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Tuesday, January 11. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Today, what if we could get a discount on the national debt? Just ahead. Well, from a purely financial perspective, the first year of President Joseph Robinette Biden has been unique in our country's history. In the last half century, no modern president has even come close to spending our nation's wealth at the rate that Biden has. I think that the best way to measure the president's spending is as a percentage of the country's total economy. And by this measure, certainly both Presidents Reagan and Bush 1 were big spenders. Both Bush and Reagan twice spent 10% of the nation's income in a single year. Now, the record for a single year's spending goes to George W. Bush, however, who in a single year spent fully 20% of the nation's income that year. But to be fair to W., that year was paying for the war on terror, and if taken together, W.'s average spending was only 3% of the nation's income in his 8 years in office. Actually, he was one of the lower rates in the last 50 years. Which brings us to President Biden, who has rewritten the book on big spenders. With a confluence of some of the most progressive elements of the Democratic Party in positions of power in both the House and Senate, Biden has been able to pass massive spending packages after massive spending package. And in his very first year in office, he spent nearly 19% of the nation's 2021 income. Something that usually takes a president years to work up to. Remember, it was W.'s last year in office when he achieved that milestone. But for Biden, this will mean that going forward, he will be in the dubious position to likely set new records in spending each and every year. This is because of the tremendous debt that he's already accumulated in 2021, and it will have interest due for all of his remaining years as president. To give you an idea of just how monumental the debt mountain is that Biden is building, the Congressional Budget Office, the nation's primary accountant, projects that if enacted, the Build Back Better plan would add a stunning $3 trillion to the nation's debt. In other words, Biden would boost the nation's current debt by over 10%, and that's just from a single bill. So wouldn't it be great if we could get a discount on that debt, somehow to reduce the total that we owe? Currently, the U.S. national debt stands at just under $30 trillion, and any reduction, no matter how small, would be a welcome relief. Well, what if I told you that there is a way that governments have been using for centuries to reduce their debt? For Rome, it was the debasement of their currency, the denarius. What began as a standard coin of pure silver gradually was reissued with progressively less and less silver content. This is a process that we began in this country back in 1964, when our coins also started to contain less and less silver, progressively lesser metals such as copper. The point is this. Each time that Rome reduced the silver in their coins and used these new, lesser coins to pay their debt, they received a discount. That discount in the value of their currency we call inflation. While inflation means that you and I will need more dollars to buy bread or gasoline, it also means that the U.S. government will need dollars of lesser value to pay off their debt. Our expenses after inflation rise, while Washington's debt, in real terms, falls. And it has ever been thus. Inflation is often called the hidden tax, because for the average worker, like you and me, it means that our cost of living goes up, just like a tax. And while that's true, in the grand scheme of things, it has always been a way for a nation to pay their unsustainable debt. Joe Biden is just taking it to an all-new level. Now, the big economic news of the day will be the renomination hearings of Jerome Powell before the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs. These testimonies are always more pointed for an incumbent, as he is now a known commodity. And I'm sure that there will be some senators who will be happy to grill Powell, especially in light of the current level of inflation. We'll also have an early look at January's retail sales by Redbook, as well as the latest survey by Investor Business Daily on economic optimism. Now, in earnings this morning, Lululemon Athletica and health company Dexcom are expected to report shortly. And that's the value side for this Tuesday, January 11. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.